Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 28th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally higher today as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index after opening the session at 18,881 points. SGX futures touched a high of 18,888 points in early trade. BSE Sensex jumped 446 points to 63,416, while Nifty 50 rose 126 points to 18,817 in the previous session. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 18,743, followed by 18,716, whereas in the case of an upside, 18,831 can be key resistance area for the index. US markets. US S&P 500 futures inched lower on Tuesday night. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures dipped 0.19% and 0.39% respectively. Dow Jones Industrial Average were little changed. During Tuesday's trading session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its first ever positive session in the last seven sessions, with the index closing 0.63% higher. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite jumped more than 1% each, buoyed by a resurgence in tech stocks after last week's sell-off. European markets. European markets closed on a cautious high note on Tuesday after spending most of the session in the red as investors monitored comments from the central bankers at the ECB forum. The Pan-European Stock 600 index closed 0.09% higher provisionally after six straight negative sessions. Sectors were mixed, with banks leading gains with a 1% rise as healthcare stocks fell 1.12%. Fintech Wise was the top individual performer, soaring more than 16% after full-year results showed gross profit growth of 73% and 34% customer growth. FTSE closed 0.11% higher at 7,461 points. DAX closed 0.21% higher at 15,846 points. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets gained as the region awaits May inflation figures out of Australia and China releases its industrial profits for the month of May. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 climbed 0.71% in early trade. Economists polled by Reuters expect the country's inflation rate to ease to 6.1% compared to 6.8% recorded in April. In Japan, the Nikkei rebounded after three straight days of losses, popping 1%, with the Topix also surging 0.9%. South Korea's Kospi traded close to the flat line, while the KOSDAQ saw a 0.27% gain. HDFC in focus. Hours after HDFC Chairman Deepak Parekh spelled out key dates for HDFC mega merger, the company in an exchange filing said that dates are tentative. Parekh had said that the merger is expected to be completed by 1st of July and HDFC Limited shares will be unlisted by 13th of July. Following this, both the stocks jumped over 1% in late trade on 27th of June. However, in the evening, HDFC issued a clarification to the exchanges and said that both the companies are working towards completing all the necessary formalities for the completion of the proposed amalgamation as per the tentative dates. Oil prices. Oil prices slumped over 2% on Tuesday on signals that central banks may not be done with interest rate hikes, while investors awaited data that could shed light on US fuel consumption during peak summer driving season. Brent crude futures settled 2.6% lower at $72.26 a barrel. US West Texas Intermediate futures dropped $1.67 to $67.70 per barrel. Both contracts are trading broadly within a $10 range traced since early May. Dollar and gold. The dollar index traded 0.04% higher in futures at 102.53 levels, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 81.9 rupees. Gold slipped on Tuesday after strong US economic readings. While traders positioned for Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's speech and more data that could offer clues on future interest rate hikes. Spot gold fell 0.6% to $1,911 per ounce, while US gold futures settled 0.5% lower at $1,923. FII and DII data. foreign institutional investors bought shares worth 2,024 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth 1,991 crore rupees on 27th of June. This is according to the provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Arun Chulani of First Water Capital, who believes there is a big opportunity in flexible packaging stocks. Let's listen in.
Every time you open your Lay's chips or you open up your Marathon, your Snickers bar, that is wrapped in flexible packaging. And at least according to me, it's a pretty decent space to capitalize on the growth of the FMCG sector. As we all know, India is growing at quite a tick. And as people become more wealthier, they'll be moving towards branded goods. This was also given a further push with the pandemic, as they were seen to be more hygienic. And FMCG is also growing at quite a tick, around 14% until 2025. But at least according to me, it's one that's quite richly valued. You can look at the stocks, and there are at least over 30 PE, and quite in the frothy area, sometimes 30, sometimes 80. So again, how does a value investor like us really capitalize and look into the space and say, okay, we'd like to be part of the wealth creation? So we were willing to look down the value chain, and we found one sector that was growing as fast as the underlying products. And this was flexible packaging, which is growing at the same pace and in sometimes faster than the underlying client. And why is this? Because not only were they growing around 12% or so within India, but they were also expanding beyond India, going to America, to the Middle East, to Eastern Europe, to Asia. So they were breaking the growth rate of India itself. And if you're willing to do that, some of these guys are now some of the leading players in the world, some of the Indian players, which is very unusual for an Indian manufacturing firm. So clearly, this is a space that they've really managed to find a sweet spot. But again, how do their valuations look? So at least the ones that we're interested in, they're around 10 PE, even sometimes less. Sometimes they're even less than book. So if someone went to Germany and he said, I want to set up two lines of flexible packaging, he would be paying 90 million euros ballpark to set up those two lines of 70,000 tons per year. But going through the stock market, if you're able to identify the right stock, you can pay less than what the promoter is actually willing to spend. So you're able to buy in then less than what it costs to build the business. It is better than the, in some cases, than paper, because for paper, the raw material is quite, for every one truck of raw material for flexible packaging, you need around 12 trucks or even more for paper raw material. So here you've got a higher carbon footprint. Flexible packaging is built for packaging, the plastic BOPP, BOPET. Effectively, it's waterproof, it's light, it's cheap, whereas paper is not necessary, doesn't necessarily have all these aspects. And of course, you've got deforestation involved with paper. So in some respects, plastic flexible packaging is actually better for the environment than paper. Of course, not in all respects. So this is why we found the space interesting.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you on Friday at the same time.